Step 6. Don't let a day pass without making at least one definite move toward attaining your major purpose. Keep up that persistent action. That realtor may not sell a house every day, but you can be sure that she's showing it, that she's talking it up, that she's reviewing her list of clients, that she's walking through it by herself, imagining what a wonderful home it will make for a family. Each of these steps may not be the actual sale, but they're as much a part of it as the actual closing. Step 7. Choose a pace setter. Pick someone prosperous, self-reliant, and successful, and make up your mind not only to catch up with that person, but to pass him or her by. Don't tell anyone this is your goal. The point is not to win a public contest, but to get where you want to go. Step 8. Surround yourself with books, pictures, mottos, and other suggestive devices. Pick things that symbolize and reinforce achievement and self-reliance. Work constantly to add to your collection, to move things to new places where you can see them in a different light and in association with different things. My realtor friend kept a framed copy of her $1 million club certificate over her desk. One day she took it down to dust and set it on top of a newspaper. When she picked it up again, she saw beneath it an article about the new football coach who had been hired at the university. He would need a place to live. Guess who bought that house she'd been struggling to sell? As you build an atmosphere of support, keep a notebook handy to jot down the things you hear and read that inspire you. When you're on the road or in a meeting, your fast scratchings can give you lasting support. Step 9. Never run away from disagreeable circumstances. Fight them with all your resources right where you stand and without a moment's delay. This doesn't mean taking a swing at the fellow who tells you no. It does mean not accepting that refusal and bringing every faculty you have to bear on changing that person's mind. Or you may have to take a hard look at yourself, find the error you made, and resolve then and there to correct it. Sometimes adverse circumstances are testing devices, providing means by which you may be promoted from a given task to a greater one. Remember, you are what you are and where you are because of the dominating thoughts in your mind. Procrastination in dealing with these thoughts only sentences you to further limitation and frustration. Step 10. Recognize that anything worth having has a definite price tag. Anything worth having is worth working for. The price of self-reliance is eternal vigilance in applying your faith. Close the door of fear behind you, and you will quickly see the door of faith open before you. Increasing and applying your faith are a process that takes time and dedication. You will never be finished with this task because the power you have at your disposal is infinite. So are the rewards.